Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is I Am the Way. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I Am the Way by Emma Danzi. John 14, verses 5 through 6 says, Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I have heard John 14, verse 6 many times in my life and loved it, but never really pondered much about what was asked in the previous verse 5. Today, as we look at Jesus as the way, may we not forget the need for redemption, the need to direction, and the need for knowing how to be reunited with the Father through Jesus. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Thomas has some high and low moments like anyone in the scriptures. He unfortunately got the title Doubting Thomas by the church because of his lack of faith in some scenarios. However, in this passage, even in his questioning, it leads to a wonderful answer. Thomas poses the question to Jesus, how can they know the way when they do not know where he is going? This is a valid question. Although Jesus was essentially telling them, he spoke in a way in which the disciples did not understand quite yet. It is important for us to see that Jesus invites our questions. He is not unhappy with us just because we come to him with uncertainty. He welcomes us to himself to provide the answers that we need. Sometimes those answers are unclear in the moment to us. But as we live and follow Christ, they become more clear. God could have explained to us many times part of his will. But without his Holy Spirit, we have no understanding of the spiritual. Thankfully, we have been given this gift as believers, the side of the resurrection. The disciples in this passage had yet to experience the Holy Spirit's power and revelation in their lives. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. I love this because Jesus answers point blank. He does not speak in a parable or in some hidden form. He tells Thomas that he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. When Thomas and the other followers of Jesus were looking for a way to the Father, Jesus told them that he would be the way. He was telling them that he would be the way to eternal life. This is such a beautiful gift. Still to this day, we do not have to wonder how to be forgiven for our sins or how to receive eternal life in heaven with God. Jesus has told us plainly in John 14, 6. No one comes to the Father except through me. When people ask the question how to get to heaven, John 14, verses 5 through 6 is a great place to take them. In a world that tries to say all paths lead to the same place, or your truth is your truth, We have to pray and share the reality that if Jesus is the Savior of the world, that He has made it clear that no one can come to heaven and be with the Father except through Him. This is good news. Before Jesus, there was no hope and no way to have eternal life except the future hope of a Messiah and animal sacrifices to reveal faith for what was to come and cover sins. Now we have a confidence and a peace that we can be sealed forever as His children. Hebrews 10 verse 23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful." Intersecting faith and life. What question are you asking God today? How can you press into it like Thomas instead of avoiding it? The Lord values your questions and desires that you would come to Him. How has Jesus proven to be the way in your life? How can you share this good news and hope with others who do not know Him this week? Further reading, Matthew 7 verses 13 through 14, John 10 verse 9, Acts 16 verse 31.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.